by the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton. Co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Gloria enters a retirement home.
Oh, there you are, Ma.
Oh, hi, Gloria.
Hi, Ma. Hi, Mrs. Friedman.
Hello.
Ma, can we have a talk?
Oh, Mr. Cleek has got a cramp in his foot. I gotta walk him down
Mrs.
the hall.
Mrs. Bunker, you talk to your daughter. I'll take Mr. Cleek to his room.
I can do it.
I said I'll take him.
Hello. Hey, that's your daughter?
Yes.
Is she married?
Oh, come on.
The elderly man walks past Gloria and pinches her behind.
You come right back, Mrs. Friedman. Don't you let him get you in his room alone. I can't talk to you now, Gloria. I'm very busy.
Ma!
Edith points to a sleeping resident.
Ma, it's been 4 days now. I can't keep telling the neighbors you're still shopping.
Well, tell them the truth. Tell them that I'm working at the Sunshine Home and that I'm needed.
Well, what about Daddy?
He don't need me.
Oh, Ma, you're just burying yourself in work instead of facing your problem.
It ain't my problem. It's Archie's problem.
One silly date with a waitress.
I don't think it was silly, Gloria.
But Ma said he didn't do anything.
Well, even if he didn't do what he said he didn't, he was thinking about doing what he said he didn't. And no matter if he said he didn't or he said he did, you think that was the right thing to do?
I can't answer that.
Why not?
Because I don't know what you just said.
He said even if he didn't do what he said he
Ma,
didn't.
You can't spend the rest of your life in the Sunshine Home.
If I had to, I could. You know, Gloria, you can do what you have to do. And it ain't so bad. I feel young around here. No, I'm sorry, Gloria. I gotta take a tuck in Mr. Kleeger's pants so he won't have no excuse for letting him fall down in front of people.
Gloria tiptoes around the sleeping woman.
Try to understand Daddy. I mean, he's at the age where his eyes start to wander and he just follows them. I mean, he's 51.
52.
52. And you're a mature woman of 50.
Not until next month.
I didn't mean to rush you. Ma, why don't you come over and have dinner with us tonight? See Joey.
Oh, no, Gloria. You'll get Archie there, too.
You mean you're never coming over to see Joey again just because Daddy might be there?
Maybe.
Well, Ma, that's not fair to punish Joey that way. He didn't have a date with a waitress.
It's no use, Gloria. You ain't gonna change my mind.
Gloria puts her hand on her mother's shoulder and kisses her cheek. Edith holds her tight.
Now, goodbye, Gloria. Thanks for trying to help.
Gloria heads to the door.
Ma, I'll keep Joey up for you.
She leaves, and Edith frets. At Kelsey's, Archie plays Space Odyssey pinball.
Okay there, little rocket. Hey, right there through the stratosphere. Right there. Hey, we're going out to Mars now, Foley. 5,000 for Mars. Hit it again here. 5,000 Mars. Okay, we're at the Venus now. 50,000 for Venus. There we go. Punch, twice, bang, Venus. 3 times there, Foley. Okay, here we go. We're going up now. To the Milky Way. Into the Milky Way. 50,000. 50,000 in there. We're headed for the Big Dipper here. It's 100,000, Foley. On the Dipper, we made it. All together, 500,000. That's 500,000. You owe me a nickel, Foley. Ha, ha, ha.
Here you go, hustler.
Okay, you want to go again there, sport?
I pass.
How about you, Harry?
Archie, why don't you go home? You've been living for 4 days on potato chips, pretzels, and beer.
Don't be giving me the nice May stuff. I'm doing fine, you know? I got what Abe Lincoln gave to the colored people. Freedom.
You wasn't freed. You was dumped. Come on, Arch. You've been married a long time. Don't you miss the old lady even a little bit?
Yeah, well, you know, to be honest, well, certainly. Well, like coming home and not hearing her say, "Is that you, Archie?" when she knows damn well it's me. And then it ain't the same being down here knowing there ain't nobody home getting mad at me for being here.
Nodding, Harry frowns.
What's with the puss on you? Come on, will you laugh it up? You're a bartender. You ain't a mortician, yeah? Come on, give me another beer. Give Foley a beer, too.
Coming up, that's the old Archie.
Yeah, here's for mine.
That's the old Archie.
Mike walks in.
Hi, Professor.
Jeez. I thought when me and Edith busted up that I got the house and she got you.
Arch, can't you just give me a simple hello before you insult me?
Sure, hello. Get lost.
Arch, your fight is with Ma, not with me.
Come on, don't think I don't know why you're over here. Will you go back to your mother-in-law and tell her that I ain't crawling home to her with my tail between her legs?
Arch... Ma doesn't even know I'm here.
Oh, come on, will you?
Why don't you make up with her? You can't go on like this.
What do you mean like this? This is fine. I'm happy, buddy. I'm happy. Hey, I got the whole house to myself there. I can walk around there smoking a cigar, dressed in nothing but my socks. Scratch myself wherever I please.
That's your idea of paradise? Walking around with your wrinkled butt exposed?
What are you talking about? I got very fine skin.
Look, Arch, we're not going to iron anything out here. Hey, why don't you come to dinner tonight, why not?
And of course, Edith is always hanging around there.
So's your grandson, Arch.
Mike pulls out a photo.
It's getting cuter every day.
Archie takes it.
Oh, look at him, little Joey. With his little teddy bear. She's got the ears chewed over that one.
When you come tonight, you can bring him a new one.
Oh, no. Maybe Christmas.
Arch, he misses you.
Cut it out, aye.
What about tonight?
Can I keep this here?
Yeah, sure, you can keep it. What about tonight, yes or no?
No.
You sure?
No.
You're not sure?
I am, yes, sure, no.
Well, all right, look, if you change your mind, door's open, dinner's at 7 o'clock, okay?
Mike gets up.
See you later?
Good night, huh?
Patting Archie on the shoulder, Mike leaves. Archie sadly glances at the photo. Archie peers in the Stivic's window at Joey's playpen. He slips inside.
Hiya there, Joe. How are you? What are you doing there, little guy? Hey, wait till you see what your grandpa brought me here, huh? Take a look at this here. This is a panda. That's a little chinky bear. Yeah. Now, you can bite that little bear if you want, see, but never bite a real bear, or he bite your back. See? So will a real chinky.
He puts it in the playpen.
Now, look at this. Ain't much coming in there yet, huh?
He rubs Joey's head.
Next time I come, I'll bring you another present, a bottle of Lucky Tiger. Huh? Okay? Yeah.
Daddy, you came!
Oh, hey, Arch, I'm glad you're here.
Hey, Daddy.
Oh, is she here? I'm getting out of here.
Oh, no, you don't.
Who?
Daddy's here.
I can't hear you.
Michael, hold him. I'll go get her.
Jeez, I knew it. What kind of a double cross were you? I come here to see Joey, not her.
I didn't come here to see him, neither.
Why don't you talk things out with Ma?
don't you go mangling into personal dramas. What are you doing here anyway?
I live here.
There's no excuse at all.
Gloria shoves Edith into the living room.
Oh, if he stays here, I'm leaving.
Nuh-uh. Daddy, talk. Fight. Do anything, but don't run away. Now talk.
I don't want to talk to him.
Well, then tell him you don't want to talk to him.
You tell him.
Ma?
Go ahead, tell him I don't want to talk to him.
Daddy, she doesn't want to talk to him.
Oh, look at this. She don't want... Well, I can do the same thing here. All right, meathead, I don't want to talk to her either. Tell him I hear Bones has been ding-batted long enough for 27 years. Well, yeah?
He doesn't want to talk to you either. His ear bones have been ding-batted enough for 27 years. Will you?
Archie glares at Mike.
Well, tell him my ears are tired of hearing lies. First he tells me he goes bowling. Then he tells me a story about playing poker. Then he tells me a story about helping some woman with groceries and nothing happens. How am I supposed to know when he's telling the truth? Go ahead, tell him that.
Would you run that by me again?
I'm sure. First he tells me a story about...
Oh, there she goes again.
Then he tells me a story...
Tell her all right, will you?
Will you? All right.
Tell her I wanted to be with her.
He wanted to be with
you. She didn't want to be with me.
You didn't want to be with
him. I wanted to have some fun with her.
He wanted to have some fun with
you. She didn't want no fun with me.
You didn't want no fun with him.
Her idea of fun is there?
You know what your idea of fun is there?
Yeah, her idea of fun is fooling around with old man Klieger.
Your idea... Who's Klieger?
Klieger is an old crock with Sears Roebuck teeth.
You left Archie for that?
Yes, yes, yes.
If he can't be without his wife for 1 hour.
If you can't be without your wife for 1 hour.
After 27 years of marriage.
After 27 years of marriage.
So she can go help some old man with Sears Roebuck teeth.
So you can go help some old man with Sears Roebuck teeth.
Cut it out, will you? Tell her.
I will not.
All right, then you tell her that. You do that pretty good.
I won't go to my mother.
Why the hell not? You go to your father any chance you get.
I only go to you when you go to me.
Well, get a whole damn bunch.
Joey Raspberries, too. Everyone stops and turns to the playpen.
I'm glad to see that little Joey agrees with me. Hi, Joey, hears every word I say.
I'm going to take him upstairs. I don't want all this to be passed on to another generation.
I'll take Joey upstairs. Come on, sweetheart. Michael, come with me. Yeah,
don't worry, Joey. We'll teach you a better vocabulary. But how do you like that? His first word was...
Gloria and Mike take Joey upstairs. Realizing she's alone with Archie, Edith pulls on her coat.
What are you going to do? Sleep over the poorhouse again?
Well, sure, why not?
At this hour of night, traveling on a subway with that swell after dark set unzipping themselves up and down a train.
She checks her watch.
Oh. Well, I guess I'll have to sleep at our house.
Oh, all right, now you're coming to your senses.
In the kids' old room.
Edith leaves, and Archie watches her go.
In the kids' old room.
He punches the door frame. Later, Archie sits on his front porch, smoking a cigar. He pretends to sleep when Edith steps outside.
Oh, my.
She purposely slams the door.
Somebody, you couldn't sleep up there by yourself?
Come out for a breath of fresh air.
Well, that's always nice just before you sign in. A little breath of fresh air. So much for the fresh air.
Edith steps forward but keeps her back to Archie. She picks at a post.
Oh, yeah, I was noticing that myself. Guess maybe we ought to paint the old porch one of these days, huh?
Yeah.
So what color would you think?
Oh, light gray would be nice.
Yeah, light gray is always nice.
Or maybe green.
Green, yeah.
Or blue.
Blue's blue. Yeah.
Maybe yellow of each.
You always had good taste, don't you?
Thank you.
Well, so how you been feeling personally since you left?
Oh, pretty good, considering.
What do you mean, considering? You ain't been having any more of them hot flushes, have
you? Oh, no!
Well, I don't know when the mental pause is supposed to be on.
How you been feeling?
Oh, I can't complain, can't complain. Remember that pain in the shoulder I always got, you know, every time I throw my head back?
Yeah, has that been bothering you?
No, no, I cured it.
What did you take?
Well, nothing, I just don't throw my head back no more.
I'm glad.
Well, as long as you're here, Rita,
Was she pretty?
Oh, now, why do you want to get back into that, Rita? Jeez, I told you 1,000 times. It didn't mean a thing to me.
It meant something to me.
Well, what are you going to do? You're going to hold one little picket diddle over my head for the whole rest of my life?
No. Because if I did, it'd be the rest of my life, too.
They hug one another.
You know who I love?
Who?
Well, who do you think, Levine and Shirley? I miss you.
Oh, Archie.
Yeah, you miss me too, huh?
Edith considers.
Not as much as I thought. Oh, I missed you when I was thinking about you. But when I was busy, I was thinking about a lot of other things. That's something I found out. There's lots of other things to think about beside you.
Well, like what?
You see, I used to think that you was the only thing I could count on, but that ain't true. There's something else that I can count on.
Well, I asked you what?
Me.
She beams.
See? That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what you mean, yeah. But, does that say that we can't kind of do a revoice and get back to before?
What do you mean, before?
Well, I mean, do you eat at Bain's? Take a poor sinner, Archie Bunker, to be your lawfully bedded husband? Until you can't take him no more?
I, Edith Baines, take you, Archie Bunker.
No, hold on. The Dago on the yarmulke again. You say it all.
I, Edith Baines, take you, Archie Bunker, to be my lawfully wedded husband until I can't take you no more.
You May I now kiss the bride?
They kiss long and hard. They continue to hold one another lovingly.
Wow, what a relief. And are you sure that you're gonna love me just as much?
How much do I love? I'll tell you no more.
Get out on the porch, you idiot. That day going out and I need him.
Shut up, out there, will you?
Oh,
will
shut up, you. Why do you think they're yelling? Shut up. How many roses must I go with you? The hell with you? I'll sing until morning.
Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Larry Rhine and Mel Tolkien. Executive story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Rhine. Story editors Douglas Arango and Phil Doran. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg, Scott Brady, Joe Foley, Jason Wingreen, Harry Davis, Mr. Klieger, Maxine Elliott, Mrs. Bradley, Bella Cronus, Mrs. Friedman. Those were the days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Copyright 1976, Tandem Productions Incorporated. Recorded at Metro Media Square, Hollywood, California. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.